Slang has always been the province of the young. Words come in and out of favour in direct proportion to the speed with which they travel through the age ranks. Once college kids know that high school kids are using a term, it becomes passé, and seniors don't want to sound like freshmen and so forth. Once a word finds its way to mainstream media or worse, it's spoken by parents, no young person with any self-respect would use it. 50s slang wasn't particularly colourful as these things go. The 60s, with its drug and protest culture to draw from, would be slang heaven. In the 50s, hot rodders and beats provided inspiration. About the beat culture, this was by no means a mainstream movement. I didn't actually know any beats, nor, I suspect, did most of my peers across America. But they sure seemed cool to us. A sharp contrast from the way real teens lived in a preppy, conservative, conformist world.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. Why does slang change as students become older? The beat generation was in sharp contrast to what group? 31. What word was added to the end of slang?